This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of what Ida would sound like to so many people. First, slamming Louisiana and Mississippi and then heading up to the Northeast. And it is a nightmare right now as I am on the air. The remnants have just left New York City in tatters. Subways, pretty much all service suspended. Massive flooding in New York City, 81,000 without power in New Jersey, a state of emergency declared by the governor, Phil Murphy, 200,000 in New York City without power. Cars are creating wakes as they go down streets and can barely do it in Brooklyn and in Queens. It is crazy. The big saying, the hashtag, turn around, don't drown, because that many people were stuck in cars, cars that were almost submerged, serious danger on the East Coast. And that doesn't even cover the tornado activity that was seen all over southern New Jersey, right where I grew up in my hometown of Cherry Hill. 10 tornado sightings. What in the world is happening? Ida is not done. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hopping on board this train. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the tracks are flooded. I mean, that is the truth. The images coming out of New York City are frightening, seriously. Just crazy. It's probably moments from now the governor, Kathy Hochul, will declare a state of emergency. It certainly seems that way. It's that bad. A street that is a major thoroughfare that I used to take for 6 years of my life, every single day, a place called Queens Boulevard, looked like a river. I mean, it looked like a river. Not any exaggeration in that whatsoever. In Pennsylvania, in parts of Philly, in Connecticut, they're seeing some of this. In northern New Jersey, it is bad. So it's wild that you look at what happened in New Orleans, and I remember saying this on the show, and looking at the weather maps and looking at what the rainfall was going to be. And once again, it's the rain. It's that heavy, heavy rain that comes down and engulfs a subway, engulfs roads, rushes into homes. That is so difficult to stop. I mean, it was so extreme. The city was under a flash flood emergency, like almost immediately in New York. So, of course, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has to say they're in a state of emergency, because they are telling people stay off the streets, because the first responders, if they can even get through, have to try and get through. So you're hurting them. So it's interesting, because if you look at a flash flood emergency, it's issued for rare situations when a severe threat to human life and catastrophic damage happens. That's flash flood, if it's going to happen or will happen soon. So even the Weather Service put out in a tweet, this is in giant letters, a particularly dangerous situation. Seek higher ground now. In Central Park, 3.5 inches, the most ever recorded. This happened at 9:50 p.m. East Coast time. The most ever recorded there in a single hour. A single hour. So think about the South getting crushed, the Gulf Coast, especially Louisiana, and then Mississippi felt some of it, but not the brunt that Louisiana felt, and now New Jersey and New York and Philadelphia and other parts of Pennsylvania are getting that same flooding are getting that wall of water in a little bit of a different way in these big cities, but they're getting it. I mean, you really do have cars floating. And this rain pouring for many more hours, as I'm live and this leaves my lips, it will still be pouring, looking at what's happening with the weather. So the weather gauge is off the, it's going to be off the charts by the time this whole thing is done. Wow. I mean, just crazy, the historic rainfall. And again, what people have to do to take cover from possibly losing their lives if they're out in it and trying to move around. And some were stuck because they were coming back from jobs and didn't realize just how serious it was, and they had to get home. So they're stuck. They're caught in between a wall of water and no place to go. I mean, you know, what is it? Which is the thing that you do? You get on the phones, you try to get help, and that's what's happening. So, you know, you get switchboards that blow up when it comes to dialing 911. And you have emergency crews that are trying to get through. In so many cases, they can't get through because people were trapped in cars and might have gotten out of the cars, but the cars are now these big objects that are floating almost like boats right down major city streets. Wow. That's not the only thing going on. And, of course, we'll talk about what else is happening, the buzz across the land. There was a very sad story today. Every time I see or hear of any kind of a school shooting, have a conversation with any parent, one student fatally wounded in a shooting at a high school in Winston-Salem in North Carolina. And, boy, you could see how it really rocked the area because so many they got before mics were teary-eyed as they talked about it, that, you know, they found a student. This happened just after noon on Wednesday. They found the student who had a gunshot, and they responded, did life-saving measures, whatever they could, immediately transported them to Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center. But he died because of the injuries. And this is a kid who was identified as William Raynard Miller Jr., according to what the sheriffs were saying. And then the suspect was a fellow student taken into custody without any kind of incident whatsoever. They're not talking about the suspect very much or the motive or what might have led to what happened there. But the school went on lockdown. And then after the shooting is, you know, when they start to look around at all the rooms and to see what was happening with everybody. But after the shooting was reported, immediately all kinds of law enforcement responded, right? There was cars parked along both sides of the streets that are trying to figure out the jigsaw puzzle. And not just the school, that one school, but other schools went into lockdown as well. This was Mount Tabor High School, 1,400 students, but probably a little bit less than that because of COVID issues. And I have to say, I agree with the governor, Roy Cooper, from North Carolina, who said we must work to ensure the safety of students and educators, quickly apprehend the shooter, and keep guns off school grounds. More on what's happening in the world coming up on the flip side.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Rains, floods, smashing into New York City, lots of power outages. Boy, power grid, is that not the discussion in every single county, period, in the United States? When we see what happened, we had Texas because of the freeze, and now with Hurricane Ida, 1 million people without power in Louisiana, and then so many people in New York without power, the numbers I just gave you, and also in New Jersey, and who knows, as that is ratcheting up too, as well, and it's all about trying to get it up and going, but when wires are down and the rain is adding up and there's more of it, it's pretty difficult to do that. Plus, we have flames that are hitting really the jewel, I think, of California. If you go to California and you don't go to Tahoe, I think you're missing, I think you were missing one of the most incredible places you could possibly ever see. I mean, just a slice of heaven on earth, seriously. And the fire crews there are killing themselves seriously to try to stop the fire. But the South Lake Tahoe is just smoke everywhere. It looks deserted now. It's just wind that is whipping up the wildfire and making it even worse. And, you know, to the point of you try to do the best work you can, but then it changes direction and it's back in your face again. And, you know, South Lake Tahoe is the biggest town along the rim of the largest, did you know this, of North America's largest alpine lake in an area that is a huge outdoor recreational hub, a giant ski area. And now it's in grave danger. People are evacuating. They have to. And the communities are burning. I mean, just burning. So it's been a rough week and a half, I would say, when it comes to Mother Nature and maybe the unexpected. I say maybe because, you know, we see what's going on with the lightning strikes and the dry weather in Cali, but you're just not expecting it in your backyard. I mean, I think that's it. Listening to the governor of New York, she was on CNN, Hochul, and she said, you know, we watched and we feel so sorry for the people in Louisiana, and everybody's reaching out and trying to help, and neighboring states are trying to help however they can. And you're saying, oh, well, you know, that's, oh, thank goodness that's not here. And then it is here. So, I mean, that's what the people in the Northeast are experiencing. And it is just the world we live in, right? All right, how about opposite? I call it opposite day. It seems like everything is upside down and opposite when it comes to the Delta variant. And as that SOB of a variant weaves its web across the U.S., it's kind of yin and yang. Some are fine and others are not. And then there was the story about the $100 million man, Joey, what are you thinking? Joe Rogan, who is the host of a very popular podcast, has, you know, talked about the vaccines and has talked about, has kind of downplayed, I guess is the best way to say it, the need for the vaccine. And he announced Wednesday he's tested positive for the coronavirus. He put out a video on Instagram, and he said that he had come home from the road, and he's on tour, performed a bunch of comedy shows in Florida. He was feeling a little weary, had a headache, and he slept separately from his family in a different part of the house. He got fever and sweats, and he knew what was going on. He got up in the morning, got tested. Turns out he had COVID. He said he was feeling better after one bad day on Sunday. And, you know, he knew immediately what could he throw at it with the therapies that are floating around and treatments. And he tried the deworming medicine, the horse medicine, that the CDC is saying, please do not take this. Do not take this. It's a medicine used to kill parasites in animals and humans, but really is better known as a horse dewormer. But it's one that gets promoted a bunch. And then it has this warning from the Food and Drug Administration. And then it's got warnings from the CDC. The FDA even sarcastically tweeted out last month because of people getting sick from the medicine. That this is what they tweeted out, the FDA. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Serious, y'all. Stop it. That was from the FDA. So the Joe Rogan Experience is the most popular podcast in the country. You know, you track the numbers, and there's a reason why Spotify decided to take a gamble and pay $100 million to him, and they've got all the rights to everything. So, I mean, he is a stand-up comedian, and he is somebody who has a voice. So that's exactly what he's saying. He took that, and he has slam vaccine requirements for a lot of event spaces and that kind of stuff. I think he's kind of like on the line, is from what I've heard. But his diagnosis, now he has to reschedule shows and all that other stuff and whatnot. So you've got two conservative talk show hosts, one that I knew well from being on his show, Phil Valentine, really a great, great guy in Tennessee and Nashville, and Mark Berner, who was in Florida, also very popular in Central Florida for many decades, and the same with Phil Valentine, and both of them didn't get vaccinated, and both of them died after getting COVID-19, and Phil Valentine had told his brother, please tell people to get vaccinated. So that's where we are with COVID. I mean, you know, that's not obviously the whole story. That's just from my perspective and looking at some of what's happening in the talk medium and what people are saying and now what's happened to, sadly, some people that I really, really liked, especially Phil, because I definitely had spent some time with Phil and talking sports, you know. At this point, with COVID-19 cases, the U.S. is surpassing an average of 160,000 a day. This is from Johns Hopkins University. So that's partially, of course, the spread of the more transmissible Delta variant and many students returning to the classrooms for the new year. The rise is concerning about what's going to happen. And so constantly the push is that people who are fully vaccinated can feel a lot better about being in these situations than the people who aren't vaccinated. And health experts keep saying, whether it's scientists or doctors, the majority, not all, but the majority are saying the vaccine is the best way to protect against the virus. But then, you know, when you hear about the breakthroughs and people getting COVID-19 and they were vaccinated, and then you think of the people that in the past heard horror stories about their people getting experimented on, you can see that there is vaccine hesitancy that might have dropped a little bit, but is absolutely still alive and well. Many in the healthcare industry saying, you know, no, thank you. Still too unproven for us at this point. So that tug of war is still a tug of war. Meanwhile, I had a friend in New Zealand who texted me today that, are you paying attention to what's going on here? For the first time in months, they reported a case of a community spread of coronavirus, remember back on August 17th. So they stripped supermarket shelves of pasta and toilet paper, and people went to vacation homes and other places in the mountains, the beach, whatever. And now the country is saying that New Zealand is a country that is pursuing COVID zero, and we're close to that, even though Delta is much more dangerous. So 2 weeks later, New Zealand in a lockdown, they say another 14 days. But one case exploded to 700, and they're still trying to get to that zero, and it looks like they started having some success with it, and then it's like whack-a-mole. It pops up again in a different area of New Zealand. This is Delta. Welcome to the era. Mailbag next.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 36 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. And a federal judge has signaled that he would approve a bankruptcy deal that would settle thousands of lawsuits against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. Bankruptcy Judge Robert Drain said Wednesday that he would approve the plan that would dissolve Purdue and shift its assets to a new company not controlled by the former owners, the Sackler family. The plan would also shield the family from future opioid lawsuits. Purdue has been accused of improperly marketing its opioids, contributing to the opioid crisis in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson takes issue with President Biden's characterization of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lance Pry has more.
After President Biden told the American people the withdrawal of Afghanistan was a success, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax on Tuesday the president is living in a fantasy world.
This was an abysmal failure. It's just jaw-dropping to see the fantasy world that the president and this administration is living in.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And power slowly returned to New Orleans Wednesday morning, nearly 3 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. Electricity supplier Entergy tweeting Wednesday morning that they'd taken the first steps in restoring power to the area, with lights coming back on the east side of New Orleans. Nearly 1 million people in Louisiana still remain without power, which could take weeks to restore in some of the hardest hit areas. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail, man.
Stick in the mail, man.
Yeah!
All right. I'm somewhere in the middle of this cattle crunch here. Thanks for all the email, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Joe in San Antonio. He says, Kate, you better grab up the toilet paper because it looks like people are hoarding it again. Can you believe it? So even though they apparently have increased production, it's at least some of the big boys, so to speak, in the toilet paper industry, a lot of people who are the retailers are saying that they're seeing a surge in demand. Yes, I noticed that at my local grocery store that the shelves are getting a little thin again. They don't have any signs up yet about limitations, but that's probably coming back again. We're probably going to see that, and it could be because of the sweet September, Joe, that we thought we were going to have, where it was looking really good, right? We had those 2 weeks where everybody was happy, and it's like, oh, the sun is shining again. You know, we're not worried. You know, people in some areas seem like the communities come together, and we're not getting the high numbers reported of people coming down with COVID, and then once again, you know, Delta arrives and it gets that much worse. So, yes, people are stocking up. It's hitting grocery store shelves. So, Joe, thank you. Perhaps you're helping some of the listeners to realize that you better have at least enough in your house, right? And I guess, and I didn't realize this, but you know, you've got rising wood prices, and that's causing the price of toiletries to go up because they're scrambling to get wood pulp that's used to produce, did you know this, toilet paper. So that's part of the problem. You know, so when somebody says, is there really a toilet paper shortage? They're trying to help with the production to meet the demand, but there's only so much you can do. And especially you look at the supply chain, and with all the issues with the supply chain as well, that becomes the other part of the problem, right? Of course. Okay, here we go to this next one. This one is from Kenny, and Kenny says, hey, Kate, I love it when you go in the man cave. I can almost picture you sitting there, and people are just hanging out, drinking a cold one, and talking some sports like fantasy football. I know you're a fantasy player. Are you excited for the NFL season? I think it could be kind of wild, already based on some of what we've seen. All right, it depends on your, Kenny, your definition of wild. So last year we had a quarterback in his mid-40s who led a Tampa Bay Buccaneer team to a Super Bowl, playing against the Super Bowl champs, the incredible Kansas City Chiefs, who couldn't perform. And so when I say they couldn't perform, because it was so dominant by the Bucs in the end. So now we go into another year, and the question, whenever someone wins the Super Bowl, the question always is, can they repeat? But it's so difficult to do. We're not in that era of when there wasn't free agency and teams, incredible football players in every position stayed with their teams, and you had franchises that were the elite franchises, right? So we're this, you know, this has now churned for decades, and it's just a whole different game. And when you look at predictions, I think there's some teams that you can predict that I don't think will be very good. Of course, everyone's going to say they're a winner heading into the season. But I think Tampa could be right back there again. I think Kansas City could be in a you know, the position to vie for a championship too. And then some other teams that have retooled, some people feel, and it's interesting because Dallas plays Tampa Bay on September 9th, on the Thursday night football game on the Peacock Network. So that's, you know, billing America's team against America's quarterback, sort of, if you like Tom Brady. But again, Superman, who's won how many Super Bowls? There's a good trivia question for you. So let's see. There's, you know, will Buffalo be better? What is, you know, what's Houston going to look like? Someone said that to me, and I wouldn't count on Houston looking fabulous anytime soon. So I think it's too early to make big, bold predictions. There's a lot of magazines that are doing that, those preseason magazines. But I think it's going to be an interesting year because of the very strict protocol that's in place for the whole COVID thing. And players are only required to have, in most cases, one shot. But, you know, it's that, are you going to get vaccinated or not? And what happens if someone's unvaccinated? There's conversation about Cam Newton gets cut. And is it because of the whole COVID thing or not? Because he won't say whether he got vaccinated or, you know, saying it was a personal thing, a personal matter. So I think question mark. And you know what? I still like the Saints. I mean, even without Drew Brees, I like the Saints. The Saints are fully loaded, I think, again. I mean, really, I wouldn't count them out as being a team that could be one to watch. Some people are saying the Las Vegas Raiders, new digs, the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we move on to this one. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Kate, boy, I feel sorry for the people in Louisiana. You know, boom, boom, as you said, out go the lights, and I know they're working like the Dickens to restore it, and some areas have been restored, but you still have overall in Swampy Town a million people without power. And the story you did the other day was chilling about the 71-year-old man who had his arm bit off by an alligator and his wife ran for help, or basically drove a boat for help, and by the time she came back, he was off the porch, and they're still looking for his body. And I believe that's the thing that people don't often understand about floods. It's what's also in that water that is so dangerous to so many people. And it depends on where you live. There could be different obstacles, but in an area where there's swamp, they've got gators. And where are those gators going to go? And, of course, they're going to be in that water. They're going to be stuck in that flood water, too, along with snakes and a lot of other things that people don't want to really know about. Yeah, that's why that's one of the warnings, is not to be walking along, you know, waist deep or whatever in the flood water because of what happens with the rivers, etc., and the cresting and what's actually in the water that is now like a little creek or river running through your town. Yeah, absolutely. All right, how about this one? This one is from Raymond. He says, hey, Kate, I know that you talked about Elijah McClain and what a horrible, unnecessary tragedy that was. Did you see what happened with the Colorado grand jury? I am a police officer, and I think that this is another one of those cases in Aurora where the police officers may end up doing time depending on what that evidence looks like. I know it was just a terrible thing that happened to that young black man who had problems, had a job, and just set somebody off to call the police, to call 911, and it led ultimately to something that should have never, ever, ever happened. And it makes everybody think twice about what you're encountering and how you're handling calls and when you're dispatched. And ultimately, some of the unbelievable things that we have seen. Well, yeah, there was, three police officers. And remember, if you don't know the story, Elijah McClain was placed in a chokehold, injected with ketamine by the first responders during an arrest in 2019 when he's walking down the street. And he had pulled a mask over his head. He had gone to a convenience store, and he was, again, walking down the street. So the Colorado Attorney General announced a 32-page indictment against those police officers and the... And also against first responders, and also fire rescue paramedics, two of them as well. And each defendant faces one count of manslaughter, one count of criminally negligent homicide with separate individual additional charges, too. So that's 2 years after his death that this was handed down. And there's already been a bunch of changes with accountability and that kind of stuff since he died. It was maybe a year ago where the Colorado governor signed a police accountability law that banned the use of chokeholds like the one that was used on Elijah McClain. And so then a month after that, the interim police chief fired three officers who were mocking his death in a reenactment. And so there's been a whole bunch of things that have happened in Aurora since McClain's death. Okay, let's go to another one. Let's go to this one quickly. We'll get to this. This is Anne who says, Kate, I know you've been talking about the evacuation of the Afghan people. What is really scary is now what? You have the Pentagon saying that the visa program isn't designed to accommodate that evacuation, and then what ultimately happens to the people, and how about the other thousands of Afghans who are looking for refuge, and then some of the American citizens that got lost in between. Yeah, I mean, the program they have isn't designed to accommodate the amount of people they evacuated, over 100,000. They did what they had to do, and you're right, how many Americans are still stuck in the middle of all of this horror, and how do we get them out? Thanks, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Flip me your thoughts 24/7.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop.
and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Write to me while you're away at Hogwarts. Send me a note to say you're doing well. Every night I pray my little witch is there. So write to me while you're away at Hogwarts.
I love it. We're making that final turn for this hour, and some of you may think this is a mic drop moment. Some of you might not agree with me, but I just know that in my life, this was a mark of where I was, what people were talking about, and it was the phenomenon of Harry Potter. The first Harry Potter movie came out 20 years ago. Yes. So each year on September 1st, the Wizarding World, which is the official digital hub for Harry Potter, did you know that? And the Fantastic Beasts, the fans celebrate the start of the magical school year. It's called Back to Hogwarts Celebration. And this time it's, you know, 20 years. So Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was released 20 years ago. And, you know, then you've got an eight-part movie series that that comes out of that. What's interesting about Harry Potter fans is they know everything. Like, I can tell you barely anything. I just know I liked it, you know, and it was a thing. So, and it was a thing later with my nephew because he's not quite 20. So it's the beginnings of that, and the games and quizzes and secrets and all that kind of stuff come out, and there's all these contests, so the more trivia you know, the more you can win. All over the place, they're having trivia contests. And I just remember I liked some of the names. The Muggles. I liked the Muggles. And, of course, Harry Potter. And, of course, the Great Hall. I thought the Great Hall was pretty neat, where they all gathered. And some of you right now are listening to me and you're saying, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's so interesting how movies or series or cultural phenomenons, when it comes to things like that, fall on some people's doorsteps and others, you know, it doesn't. To me, it's just like sports. Some people could care less about the football season starting, while the rest of us are just chomping at the bit to watch the NFL season unfold, to see what happens in college football this year, especially with some transitions on teams and that kind of stuff. And, you know, to me, this is the great release, though, right? The entertainment side of things, because sports is entertainment, and entertainment, movies is entertainment, and the phenomenon of Harry Potter goes back to the story of Harry Potter's beginnings and J.K. Rowling and how the, you know, how that was all created, which to me is another one of those feel-good stories, because she was on unemployment. She was desperately trying to make it and had these books that she wanted to write and then was shipping them around all over the place, and nobody was interested. And now, 20 years later, she's a British author, a film producer, television producer, screenwriter, and that Harry Potter fantasy series sold more than 500 million copies, becoming the best-selling book series in history, period, on the planet. And then the films were incredibly popular, and that's a true, honest-to-God, rags-to-riches story, where she was living hand to mouth, and now she's, you know, she's a billionaire. You know, she's on the billionaire list. So it's crazy. It's crazy, but it's a crazy, interesting story. It's like goes to what some of the authors we have on when they talk about those kinds of things, empowerment, whatever, that she had it in her. She wanted to write. She had these ideas, and she didn't give up on them. She kept, you know, hammering it, even if it was really tough and nobody was believing in the books, and then it just became so big. And she, you know, she when she started writing, she just didn't stop writing. And before she was a writer, she was a bilingual secretary and a researcher at Amnesty International's London offices, and then she worked for the Chamber of Commerce, and it was just really kind of a hobby. Isn't that wild? Wild, because you just never know where life's going to take you. All right, kind of a hodgepodge of what else is happening besides Hurricane Ida, the devastation, the massive floods, all of that, what's happening in Louisiana, the cleanup efforts, what's happening in parts of Mississippi, what's happening in the East Coast getting hammered right now as I speak from all the rain, the remnants of Ida. There are other things that people are buzzing about, some of them politically speaking, like what's happening when it comes to phone records and the January 6th insurrection. You know, Kevin McCarthy's vowed that telling every single carrier that you cannot release the records of the people on the Hill, that you cannot do it, that it's basically insanity. He didn't quite use the word insanity, but that was what it was akin to of what he was saying. So I don't really think that I don't really think those records are going to get released, because it's a question of, you know, who was calling who, what was happening, and unraveling all of that. So there are big fights about it, not surprisingly, right? There's also calls among some Republicans to say that Joe Biden should resign over Afghanistan. Now, we know how polls can go. There was a Rasmussen poll that was released on Wednesday morning. 52% say Biden should resign. 39% say they disagree, and 9% were unsure. If Biden does not resign, which I know he won't, there is no indication he would likely pull a large majority of U.S. voters in the poll. They asked that. If he doesn't do it, will he get a whole bunch of voters? 60% say that to take it a step further, okay, he won't resign, he needs to be impeached. That's what they found in this poll. And then, of course, you've got other polls that where they're showing it's kind of that 50-50 thing, which is the world we live in, right? Heads I win, tails you lose. Oh, no, I mean, heads I win, something like that, tails you win. It's 50-50. Usually it's split. It's kind of a split, and then that gap in the middle of independence, right? And I think the fact that the term, using the term Americans left behind, constantly saying Americans left behind, how many are left behind? I mean, this is infuriated because so many people, because they want to know who's left behind. I mean, right now they're trying to rescue a girls' soccer team from Afghanistan. Uh-huh. Yep, it's true. It's become an international effort to evacuate members of the Afghanistan national girls' soccer team and dozens of family members with Soccer Federation staff because they couldn't get out at the Kabul airport. They couldn't do it. So now, since there's no U.S. military, there's no U.S. allies, there's no humanitarian groups, there's none of that, how do they scramble and get out of there? And, of course, these are girls that are age 14 to 16, and so the concern is, would they be targeted by the Taliban? And they're calling this mission to figure out a way to get them out Operation Soccer Balls, and they're working with other countries to try to make that happen. And could they settle in the U.S. and Australia and France? And Qatar have had expressed some interest in helping, but I don't know. The Taliban says that they have goodwill and they will provide exit for people who want to leave, but it just seems like an impossible task, right? In trying to figure out how you're swooping in, how you're getting them out there, and how you're getting them on planes at this point, right? So there are people that are feeling pain, anger, grief, and then some relief over now what has happened in Afghanistan. And it's more a wait and see what the Taliban does. I mean, that's, what are they establishing? What is that government? I gotta laugh. What is that terroristic government gonna look like? On that note, 24/7, like I said before in our last segment, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Hashtag make it count. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.